This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to this in just a couple of minutes here. I'm going to highlight what's going on across the country. I'm going to give you a quick download, and then we're going to bring up senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, and he's going to highlight a brand new article concerning what's going on with this current administration, and hopefully this will help peel back the onion concerning what's being said and what's actually being done once again concerning the current administration. Again, what we're going to be talking about is from a rapper to the commissioner, and again, friends, you cannot make this stuff up. Again, before we get to that, friends, let's highlight what's going on across the country. We have hijabbed Muslim Antichrist rep-elect Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, somehow, mysteriously, mocking the Christian faith of the Christians in the United States of America. Listen carefully, friends, so you can understand why it is illegal for those that swear in on the Quran, those that have a different doctrine in which to establish, why it is in contrast, antithetical to who we are as a people, to allow Muslims to operate in any capacity of government, in any sense of the word. Also look up the McCarran laws as well, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com in 2019, scientists funded by Bill Gates to spray particles into the sky in first experiment to dim the sun. People for years have noticed this has been going on in Minneapolis since 1968. Do yourself a favor and go ahead and check out chemtrails. I want to tell you firsthand experience. I have three friends that are actually airline pilots. I was up with one going to Nashville some time ago, and I noticed an airplane next to us spraying chemicals out of the side of their wings. And I thought, well, what is this? What's going on? And I asked my military. He was a former F-16 pilot, and he now flies for Delta. I said, hey, by the way, friend, what is that guy over there spraying? Is that contrail or chemtrail? And this is what he did. He looked at me dumbfounded, and he said, Bradley, he said, that is not contrail. He said, they're spraying something out of the back of that airplane. This is old news. Check out chemtrails.com. Folks, they've been spraying upon the American people, using you as a bunch of guinea pigs for decades now. Again, and it fails to be addressed by your Congress in any sense of the word, literally. Sons of Liberty Media.com, as I highlighted over and over and over again, Obama was handpicked, not a natural-born citizen. Congress knew and tried to protect him, of course, because they're not working for we the people. They're working for special interest to implement UN, a foreign law, to establish a global order in which no one at this point can deny in any sense of the word. Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have man leading migrant caravan. He's a suspected terrorist. We know that they've caught several terrorists, friends, and it's very telling concerning the mayors in the United States of America, again, only to show you that they're implementing foreign law by using foreigners, alluring them into the the United States of America to destroy that which you have. Read Leviticus 26 and verse 15 and on, and also go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and on as well. But did you know that this man leading the migrant caravan, he's a suspected terrorist, he's also demanding of the American people $50,000 for each migrant to basically return home. In other words, you give us $50,000, we'll turn around and go back home. As if to suggest that you owe them for that, America. This is just craziness what's going on in the United States of America today. Recently, Louis Gohmert blasts Google over installing SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, as trusted flagger on YouTube. You know, this reminds me of the American appeasers, Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, and Jason Chaffetz. They talk big, but they do nothing. It's their purpose as representatives of we the people to enforce the enumerated laws against their crimes. The SPLC has no lawful standing, friends. What they're trying to do is they're trying to combat their political opponents by labeling them, defaming them, slandering them. And when you look to American law, friends, I want to tell you this and be assured of this. I don't care what any attorney says. They have not the lawful right to do that in any sense of the word. But again, friends, what do we have? The American people settle for Louis Gohmert and blasting Google rather than taking action against Google. And we wonder why we're in the situation that we're in today. Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have Border Patrol arrests 3 convicted sex offenders in a single day. But I got a question for you, America. Who's alluring them to come into America? Your said representatives. Friends, we are destroying ourselves, period. Sons of Liberty Media.com in Minnesota. Amazon Muslim workers demand longer prayer times and less work. But you already knew this, right, America? In Minnesota, Amazon Muslim workers are demanding longer prayer times and producing less work. Who are they to come into America and demand anything? And it shows you that they are demanding that you assimilate to their way of life rather than them coming here and assimilating to your way of life. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Green Beret charged with premeditated murder of Taliban bomb maker. I thought that's what he was getting paid to do, friends. I thought that's what he's getting paid to do. Is this not telling what's going on in your country, friends, and your said representatives? Sons of Liberty Media.com, Democrats and Republicans, unconstitutional, friends, just so you know, party affiliations, using the Democrats against the Republicans to divide and conquer, Mark 325, a house that's divided against itself shall not stand, the old trick, it's been played, we've been warned about it, but the American people know the truth, but they keep playing the game, and guess what, you keep losing. Democrats and Republicans uniting on red flag gun laws. Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have an expert in the United States that said, U.S., the United States will never beat Islamic jihadis unless they give them your money and power. Really? Again, keep in mind who's alluring them into the United States of America. Your said representatives, America. We're doing this to ourselves. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Chuck Schumer, who voted for southern border barrier. Americans are not going to get the wall in any form. There you have it. There you have it, friends. Who's doing this? Who's making you an open prey to your said enemies, America? When we come back on the other side, we're going to have Tim Brown, senior editor of Sons of Liberty Media.com. He's going to highlight some information that all of you in the United States of America that carry and have a right to carry because we have the Second Amendment. He's going to show you what the current administration just did most recently. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube as well. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we have with us right now Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, taking off and pulling off the peels concerning the new administration, metaphor or a parable in type of that of an onion, friends. And here's another one for you, America, and what it's going to take for you to understand what's going on concerning the incumbent president of the United States and his new administration. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Tim Brown. Go ahead and shoot away and let everybody know what's going on under Donald Trump, my friend.
Yeah, well, the Obama ATF, though they were illegally trafficking weapons across the southern border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, at least had the good sense to actually approve and know it was illegal to reject a bump stock, which is just a device that you can put on any number of semi-automatic weapons, rifles, and it functions, and its perceived function is like a machine gun, but it's not. You still have to pull the trigger one time to fire a round. This just provides the ability. And even with the ability of the bump stock, you have to train yourself to use it because I've had bump stocks. And you have, just because you put it on doesn't mean it works. You've got to learn how to use that thing. And so you remember back when the Las Vegas shooting took place a little over a year ago, bump stocks were found on the weapons of the alleged shooter there. And, but nobody, even the ATF, had not said that one of those weapons was used. In fact, some of them were used with bipod, or some of them had bipods on them, and you don't use a bump stock with a bipod because that defeats the whole purpose of the bump stock. So what happened was Donald Trump put this over into the ATF to relook at it and everything. And as you recall, I'm making a point here that Obama, who was going after all of this, you know, anti-Second Amendment legislation, and he was pushing it, the ATF under him approved these things. Now, I don't think we need their approval for it. I think that's ridiculous. This is a part of the Second Amendment. It's supposed to be a protected right, not permission from the government. And so he put that through. Okay, November 28th, there's a memorandum that comes back from Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who, you know, I applauded for his comments regarding states nullifying federal law that's unconstitutional. Good for him. He shouldn't have issued this memo. I mean, he's a double-minded man when it comes to the Constitution, but here's what he did. He issued a memo saying that the ATF was going to issue a new rule banning the bump stocks that they previously approved of less than a decade ago. And what people have to understand is this. There's a couple of things at play in here. First is there is the National Firearms Act, which was based off of Nazi Germany's gun laws. If you don't believe me, read Stephen Holbrook's Gun Control in the Third Reich. Okay, it's an excellent book, and Stephen's a Christian guy. I know his son, and all. And trust me, people, you need to read that to understand where this comes from. That National Firearms Act is unconstitutional. Okay, it restricts you and I from having fully automatic machine guns. Okay. Which is unconstitutional because the right to keep and bear arms of any kind, that, folks, that includes swords, knives, a bazooka, a tank. You know why? Because law-abiding people, you don't have to worry about them using it to commit crimes. That's the point. Law-abiding people don't use those to commit crimes. And we have laws in place to deal with people who commit crimes. So they decided to do that. Well, does the executive branch, which is what the ATF is a part of, do they have the right to make rules and laws? No, they don't.
No.
According to our Constitution, Article 1, Section 9 teaches that they can't, in fact, instill ex post facto law. Okay, that's the Congress. And this is what this is. It was already lawful for people to have bump stocks.
Tim, real quick, though, explain ex post facto for the people.
Well, it's kind of like if you have something, okay, and it is lawful for you to have it. And in this case, you can't really write a law against it because it's an infringement on the Second Amendment, which is a right. So it's not like that. I'm trying to – Publius Holda gave a really good example of that, if I can find it real quickly here, and I can kind of point out what she laid out. Let's see. The point of ex post facto law is something is legal before, and you're following the law, and then they want to write a law and make you a criminal by continuing in that.
Exactly. Retroactive effect or force, yes.
Right. So say you barbecued outside last Sunday, and that was lawful when you did it. Next month, Congress makes a pretended law which purports to retroactively criminalize your barbecuing. Okay? Now what you did is a crime for which now you're subject to criminal prosecution, even though when you did it, it wasn't a crime. That's ex post facto law. Okay?
That's right.
All you people have,
Let me interject this really quick. This is like the tail wagging the dog. And it's like the American people, because for the most part, hands down easy, they are getting away with what they're getting away with because the American people don't realize that they're acting outside of their scope of authority. Nobody's delegated, for a better way of saying this, America, and giving this back over to Tim as quick as I can, nobody's delegated authority to these people to act out in an unconstitutional manner, period.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the thing that I was going to say was the Firearms Act was unconstitutional because Congress has not been given authority to write law on that. Everybody thinks Congress just has authority to write law at will,
right.
And they don't.
Right.
It's very limited. That's why we talk about limited government. They have between arguably 18 and 22 things that they can write law on okay? And it's very specific, and restricting and regulating arms is not one of them. So the Firearms Act is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and so is the ATF by even being there. Look, we don't have prohibition anymore. There's no need for dealing with alcohol. There's no dealing with tobacco at a federal level, any of this stuff, or firearms, or explosive for that matter. They're considered arms. And everybody says, well, you're radical. No. Our forefathers would have been up in arms literally over some of this stuff. So,
radical versus ignorant, which one wins? And the bottom line is when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And again, it falls to the American people not knowing the difference. Tim, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you wrote an article, Trump administration assaults Second Amendment bans bump stocks. That's what I want to get to. You got 2 minutes, please.
Oh, Lord. Well, you're going to have to give me more than that. they did issue this. There's a couple of things. I mean, there's some really important things. One of them is a quote that I want to get from Alexander Hamilton against this, because if they can ban bump stocks and they can usurp that authority, which bump stocks don't make a firearm a machine gun, then the next step is just to say, well, you've got semi-automatic, and look, we've got video of this guy using his belt loop. We've got video of this guy who holds it a certain way on his shoulder. He can bump fire without a bump stock. We're just going to have to get rid of those guns, too. Here's Alexander Hamilton, folks, from Federalist Paper number 84. The creation of crimes against the commission of the fact, or in other words, the subjecting of men to punishment for things which, when they were done, were breaches of no law, having a bump stock, and the practice of arbitrary imprisonments have been, in all ages, the favorite and most formidable instruments of tyranny. Now, you need to understand me real quick. If you supported Donald Trump in any way, I have to break the news to you very rudely. He is now a tyrant. And so is his ATF. They've been tyrants. But now he's showing himself more and more that. And I'm not going to proclaim him a Hitler or anything like that. But what I am saying is he's proclaiming that he is a tyrant by backing this kind of thing. And here's the thing. If the executive branch can rewrite the law by fiat through new regulatory interpretation, because even the Firearms Act defined what a machine gun was. It defined it by a single function of the trigger, even though I think it's unlawful. It defined that. ATF doesn't get to change that.
Tim, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold you over for the second.
I'll
hold you over for a second segment here, just so you can get out what you need to get out. And it's that important. It really is that people understand what's going on in their country. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to the FBI. Well, he's received a delay in that sentence, to which Republican Congressman Peter King believes
nothing that came out today reflects on any involvement with Russia, nor at all involving President Trump. If anything, one of the things the judge was critical of is that General Flynn was not more honest with the Trump administration itself. So,
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the Trump administration will wait to see what the Senate can pass before agreeing to do any deal regarding a partial government shutdown.
Again, we would like to see Congress pass an appropriations bill that fully funds our government and that allows the president to protect our border and provides substantial border security funding.
Actress Penny Marshall is dead at the age of 75 years old. TMZ is reporting she passed away from complications with diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, in just a couple of minutes here, I'm going to get from a rapper to the commissioner. You can't make this stuff up, and I'm going to play some audio for you. This is craziness, friends, but we'll be talking about that in just a moment. Right now, we have senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, talking about Trump administration is now assaulting the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, sorry, there's just a lot here that's on my mind, because this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg of what we're fixing to face in 2019. If you thought the Obama administration tried to assault your Second Amendment rights, you might want to buckle up, because it's going to get even worse in 2019. And if you thought that having a guy in the Oval Office with an R on his jersey was going to protect you, the guy with the R on his jersey already told you that he's going to sell out on a couple of things. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. So what I was saying before the break was the National Firearms Act, which is unconstitutional, but it was passed. It's been in effect for several decades, okay, defines a machine gun as any weapon, quote, any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manually reloading by a single function of the trigger. That's one pull, one shot. Okay? Now, what's goofy about that is pretty much any semi-automatic can be converted, readily restored, to shoot automatically more than one shot. Every semi-automatic gun falls under that, whether you like it or not, whether you like the reading of that, that's what it says. Now, if the executive branch, which has no constitutional authority to write law or rules are laws, that, let's not play semantics here. They are. They're criminalizing people, the ATF is, under the bump stock ban, who were not criminals before. They haven't committed a crime. They haven't hurt anybody. They haven't violated any of the Ten Commandments in doing what they're doing, nor the Constitution, because the Constitution is under the law of God. And, hey, folks, where the Constitution is wrong, and it's wrong in several places, especially under amendments, and other places, it needs to be corrected to conform to King Jesus' law, okay?
That's right. That's right.
What do you say if I was in a black church? Somebody.
Bring it down. Bring it down,
right.
Brother Brown. Bring it down.
isn't that right? Isn't that right? We bring the law to bear so that the gospel shines even brighter. Anyway, the point is this. If the executive branch can rewrite the law by fiat through new regulatory interpretation that it just, you know, whimsically kind of picks and chooses what it wants. One day it wants, it says the bump stock's okay. The next day it says it's not okay. Unilaterally banning certain types of firearms or firearm accessories, then listen, people, there's nothing they can't do. They will usurp that authority as long as you let them. They will continue to do it. And the next administration will come in and declare all semi-automatic firearms that can fire more than whatever number of rounds per minute are now considered machine guns.
Yeah.
It's very arbitrary. That's why the Second Amendment describes a right. And if you understand how they use that word, the word right, people have missed that. I mean, the homosexuals have said they have a right to marry. No, they don't. Other people have said they have a right to abortion. No, they don't.
That's right.
A right is an authority or a liberty. That's what the word right means. It means an authority or liberty. Now, can people go out and kill their babies? Yeah. Can people go out and have a ceremony and claim it's marriage? Sure. They can do that. But the fact of the matter is it should not be lawfully recognized. In fact, it should be punished. I mean, if we're going to follow the law of God. And the same thing happens here. When these guys go and they say, you can't have a bump stock on your firearm. And by the way, a week or so ago, just right prior to when this guy wrote this memo, we had the ATF change their rules regarding submissions for accessories. They had to actually be attached to a firearm. Okay? And I speculated when I wrote on that that they were doing that with this in mind. Now when you attach it to it, it's not something separate from the firearm. Now they're claiming the firearm itself is that with the accessory on it. And they even took and sent back things that were already submitted to the people saying, nope, we changed the rules. Well, you're changing them in the middle of the game. You don't get to do that kind of stuff. But they did it anyway. And I provided videos. Look, I provided videos on the article, which people can see. One guy's using an AMD 65, which is an awesome, like a small version of an AK-47. I know you're sort of envious of that, Bradley. But he uses that without a bump stock to basically bump fire. He shows you how to do it. Hold your finger a certain way, put it up against your shoulder, not so tight, and he can bump fire. Are we going to outlaw shoulders? Are we going to cut people's arms off? Is that what we're set to do? No, we're set to remove semi-automatic firearms. That's what we're set to do. And if that doesn't tell you something, look to the assault weapons ban that Dianne Feinstein put forth after Sandy Hook. They were for semi-automatic weapons, and they weren't just for AR-15 style rifles. They were for every single semi-automatic gun you can think of. Handguns, rifles.
Let me just kind of cut to the chase because I got a couple things going through me on what you're highlighting right now. I mean, friends, you know, first of all, we have to ask all these anti-gunners, why is it that they have armed detail? Why is it that they have those with machine guns defending them against we the people? They have gates. They have folks, if you look at the White House, you should see how they have it set up concerning their armed detail, their Secret Service defending the President of the United States against we the people, Dianne Feinstein, and the list goes on concerning the anti-gunners. It's pretty hypocritical, is it not? And you have to ask yourself the question, why are they attempting to disarm you in a state of terror? It should show you exactly what is happening, because this is very telling as to what's happening in this country, friends. Because, Tim, let's call it for what it is. If you take away semi-automatics, guess what? You're really going to be an easy prey to be picked off when they want to come and take your gun, especially if you're going to attempt to resist in any sense of the word. And it really comes down to this. Those that are attempting to bring forth this legislation, friends, you need to understand that they are not upholding the Constitution of the United States. United States of America, they have now become agents for the state, working against those that have the right to bear arms. And you need to make the distinction between that which is lawful and that which is unlawful here. And it, again, it is so telling to me, Tim, as to what's going on here. But again, it's promised under judgment, and this is where we're at today. I also want to recognize the fact, Tim, that we had 55 new legislative acts concerning gun rights in the United States of America, basically attacked by a majority of those of the 26 governors across the country that call themselves, like you said earlier, those that have an R on their jersey, Tim. And this is happening under the first 500 days of this brand new administration. But they're told constantly that Donald Trump is under attack. They don't understand that they're actually controlling the opposition by leading the opposition. He's the good guy. We'll keep attacking him. We'll keep driving more support to his base. And in the meantime, we'll have that administration actually attacking the people behind closed doors. And that's why Tim is highlighting. That's why I'm bringing forth the information that we're bringing forth on the radio today, America, because what you're being told and the fruit that they're bearing are two different stories. Go to Matthew 7:16, Isaiah 5:20, and the list goes on. Tim, you wrote another article here, and it highlights the fact that millions of those in New Jersey, namely gun owners, are defying gun magazine bans. Can you kind of highlight how the American people are responding to the tyranny that's being played out in the face of the American people today? What's happening in New Jersey?
Yeah, well, they had passed that too, and that's very similar to the magazine registration and the semi-automatic deal up there in Connecticut a few years back after Sandy Hook. And there were a lot of Connecticut citizens who just simply didn't go along with it. They just didn't take their stuff. In fact, I know several of them. One of them was at the center of, I think one of my articles actually made him front page news because it went for a year and nobody even put it out. And I put it out where he told his representatives, both Democrat and Republican, they were there to push some sort of thing. And he says, I'm not going to comply with that. Now, this guy is a Navy veteran. And then there was a gubernatorial candidate against Dan Malloy. And the people chose the communist Dan Malloy over Joe Visconti. And the same thing is true up there in New Jersey. If the people will stand together and say, we're not registering squat, you can come get us all. But here's the thing. Here's the next step. And this is where America needs to listen. This is where, in my opinion, this is where social media has got us. It has divided us from being with one another. And when these guys come, they're not going to come, with tanks down the street and that, because they can't do that. If they come down that way, the people will unite. But when they come door to door, and they're going to get this guy this day, and the next guy, that people in your community, get to know the people in your community. If you've lost touch with them, get to know the people in your community. Make friends with them. I mean, the Bible talks about this is a wise thing for you to do. Know those people. Of course, share the gospel with them, but know those people, because when they come, if they come for them or if they come for you, you need to have a herd of men. And Christian men, we have to quit being wimps about this thing. When they stand up and they start imposing tyrannical laws and enforcing that stuff, we have to stand up against it. It's not unlawful for us to stand up against unlawfulness.
That's right.
But we have to know the difference.
Our obligation. Tim, it's our obligation. It's our duty. Tim, thank you very much. It sounds like I need to give you a show. And we'll talk about that after this show. But with that said, I want to hold to my promise. I want to get to from a rapper to the commissioner. Again, we thank you, Sons of Liberty Media editor, senior Tim Brown. Thank you again, Tim, for taking the time. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment. I did not plan for it to go that long, so tomorrow Tim is going to be taking the show over and highlighting a couple issues as well, friends. He had just asked me, what is it that you want me to cover? I said, whatever is important for the American people to realize, and at least come to the realization, uncover what needs to be uncovered, friends, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Times are getting dangerous, friends. And sooner or later, we are going to see the rubber meet the road. And we're going to find out who the American patriots are and those that are not. And you're going to be surprised, friends, when you find out those that you thought that were, that are actually on working on the behalf of those that are meaning to strip you of your rights because they're attempting to implement foreign law, friends. There's nobody that can call me and argue this out. There's just nobody. With that said, I said I would highlight from a rapper to the commissioner. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. A 26-year-old doctoral student elected to be Athens Clark County Commissioner took her oath of office Monday, holding her hand not to the Bible or on the Bible, but rather a copy of the autobiography of, are you ready for this? Muslim Malcolm X. Now, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Mariah Parker, who won the seat by 13 votes, ran as a progressive, declaring on her campaign website that it's time for bold, progressive leadership in Athens. They asked if they would like the Bible, and she said no. My mother asked if there was a copy of the Constitution around. She said no. Parker, who studied linguistics and is a rapper who goes by the name Lingua Franca, told the newspapers, I wanted Malcolm's book. I think they saw it coming. This all on the heels of friends you tolerating the likes of Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, and others that have decided to put their hand on that which is foreign to the American constitutional, what runs in direct contrast, the opposite thereof, and antithetical to the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. When you allowed that door to open and you didn't shut it, you better rest assured there's more coming, and it's exactly what we're seeing today. Now, listen, this young 26-year-old woman, who goes by Lingua Franca, her real name, friends, is Mariah Parker. She's a rapper. Okay, and she goes under an alias. I want you to listen to this carefully, friends. This is her. I went online and pulled this up for you. Enjoy the new commissioner's rap music, and then I'm going to come back from some more so you can hear her swear in on Malcolm X's autobiography. Friends, they can't make it up. The unthinkable is happening. It probably surprised the bar owner that paid Mariah to entertain the folks, that any folks came to listen to Mariah's rap. Mm-hmm. Well, well. Come on, Mariah. Bring it on. Okay. This is all her. Whoa! Dude, I've been in the music scene for a long time. A long time. And it just doesn't get any than that. And that's why I'm saying you can't make this up. Now, I want you to listen to Mariah Parker swear in with her hand not on the Bible. She said no to that. When her mother asked her if there was a copy of the Constitution, she said no to that. Lingua Franca told the newspapers, I wanted Malcolm's book. This is her swearing in as Georgia County and the new commissioner. Listen to her carefully.
I'm Mariah Lillian Copeland Parker.
I'm Mariah Lillian Copeland Parker.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will well and truly.
That I will well and truly.
Perform the duties.
Perform the duties.
Of commissioner.
Of commissioner.
Of the unified government of Athens Clark County.
Of the unified government of Athens Clark County.
And that I will support and defend.
And that I will support and defend
the charter thereof.
The charter thereof.
As well as the Constitution.
As well as the Constitution.
And laws of the state of Georgia.
And laws of the state of Georgia.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Whoa, so she said, so help me God. But you have to ask the question, friends, because the presupposition is God is. But her hand's not on the Bible, it's on Malcolm X's autobiography. Okay? And I want to tell you something, too, and it's important for you to understand. She won by 13 votes. And the reason she won by 13 votes is because she was willing to go out and do what needed to be done. Okay? That's the only reason she won. And what we find in throughout history, especially knowing that decadence follows luxury, said John Adams, the reason your country is becoming a hell, it's because the righteous, those that profess to be the righteous, stand back and do nothing about the wicked. Now, in this particular case, I'll give it to Mariah. She's been indoctrinated in public schools. She believes what she's doing is right because the older generation failed to teach her in the ways that she should go. So when she's old, she will not depart from them. Okay? Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. This is nothing short of an exhibition of the up-and-coming generation that falls to the responsibility of those that failed their responsibility concerning the older generation. Now, considering that, because I'm trying to be cool with Mariah and understanding that she's been lied to, okay? But considering that the Declaration of Independence acknowledges the Lord on four different references, and America's state preamble in all 50 states start out acknowledging God, and the U.S. Constitution declares in the year of our Lord, 1787, one might want to come to terms with who inspired American government. God did. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But friends, that's not who she's swearing allegiance to. She's swearing allegiance to Muslim Malcolm X. Now, I know Malcolm said a lot of good things. He did. And I believe that at the end of his life, he was moving towards a conversion back to Christianity because he understood that he was playing a dangerous game, friends, with the black nationalists in the United States of America. There's no doubt in my mind because they were the ones that were responsible for having him shot down. Just ask Louis Farrakhan, who inadvertently blurted the truth out in his confusion when he admitted to being a part of it, the murder of Malcolm X. Okay? And he was also being worked on by none other than Dr. Martin Luther King, Preacher Martin Luther King Jr., Michael King. Okay? Now, again, with that said, friends, if Muslims swear in on that which is foreign to the lawgiver, the American Mosaic Institution, common law, what sort of warfare? Read Judges 5:8. Judges 5:8 says that when other gods were within, that war followed. Okay? What sort of warfare, friends, do you think that they will incite when they stand against what the Lord has given? Because this is exactly what they're going to do. As a matter of fact, there's a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and the headline is, New York Muslim Cleric says, trying to take jihad from the Quran, and the Sunnah is trying to take sweetness. It's like trying to take sweetness out of honey. Okay? You don't get one without the other. They understand that the man and the office are one and the same. Those that they swear allegiance to is who they are going to stand on the behalf of. And it's also interesting to know that when you read the U.S. Constitution, it states, before he enters on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the United States. It says president in this particular text, but it applies to all, and will do to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, we heard Mariah in her confusion say, so help me God. But we can see who she's swearing an oath to. And the fact of the matter is, America, enough is enough. You're watching these people advertently and inadvertently destroy the laws which has bestowed upon us through the enforcement, the freedoms in which we have, over 242 years later, guess what? Your kids are going to fall to tyranny. They're going to fall to a foreign god. They're going to become slaves to a foreign god. They're going to go back to Egypt. And again, this all falls to a people under judgment. And we're seeing the beginning of this. Now, I say this, prevention is better than cure. America, you still have time to put your foot down and say enough is enough because this is illegal activity. It is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. But then again, the American people have been tolerating the actions of foreigners through their representatives for the last, 60 and 70 years in this country. I can go back to the 80 mark and the 90 and even 100 years back, friends. Only we are
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.